Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission. And today we're going to take a look at one of the most difficult parts of being a witness of Jesus in our lives. It's witnessing to family members. Now, what makes this difficult, or what can make it difficult, is that these are people with whom we have a very strong emotional connection. Our emotions come into play here because these are people we really care about. These are people we love. And if they don't know Jesus, we want them to know Jesus. We don't want to see these people perish. We don't want them to live apart from the knowledge of Jesus, their Savior. We want them to know. We want them to experience Him. We want them to have the same joy and hope and peace that we have because we're followers of Jesus Christ. And so it's very emotional when we start thinking about, here's someone I love and care about who doesn't know Christ, and I want them to. And yet there's a lot of tension in this. Emotions can run very high when we witness to family members. It also can be very difficult to witness to family members because they are so well known to us and we to them. See, these people know us. They know our faults. They know our failings. They know our sins. And so when we approach them, we may feel that they're going to judge us, that they're going to judge us because we don't live up to that profession of faith that we have in Jesus. We fall short of living as Christ would have us to live, and they know it, and we know it, and we know that they know it. But there's another side of this too. They're well known to us. So as we approach them to talk about Jesus, they may feel that we're judging them. There may be things that they don't want to talk about, that they avoid talking about simply because they know that we know how they've lived or how they're currently living, and it's a way that is outside of the desires of God in their life. So being well known can make it difficult to witness to family members. And then our family members are people we're going to have ongoing relationships with. These aren't like strangers where when we witness to them, they go their way and we go our way and maybe never even connect together again. Rather, these are people who are an integral part of our lives, that God has placed us in family together, and we're going to have an ongoing relationship. So if we create some division or strife or just bad feelings by how we go about witnessing, it's going to have an impact on our entire relationship with these people. And we don't want that. We don't want negative fallout from witnessing. And so a lot of people just avoid witnessing to family members. Remember that adage, or two things that don't belong in polite conversation: politics and religion. We tend to embrace that, whether we're aware of it or not, and just want someone else to witness to our family members. But it's God who's put us in relationship with these people in our families, the families He's constructed, who calls us to witness to them. And yes, it can be very difficult, but what makes it difficult also becomes this touch point for us. It becomes a way that we can witness to our family members. And so starting with emotions, we say, well, emotions can make it very difficult to witness to our family members. It also provides that motive for us to witness. Because remember, the motive here is not to save someone's soul from hell. It's not to conquer them with the gospel. Remember, the motive of evangelism is to share God's joy. And because we love these people, because we care about these people, we want them to know the joy of Jesus Christ, the joy that we have. And God has invited us to share in His joy. And witnessing to our family members is a way of bringing that joy to them. So yeah, there's the emotional aspect that can be either a negative or a positive. And if we start looking at it in terms of why we witness, to share that joy of Christ, then we can kind of collect those emotions together and direct them in a way that's positive and effective for witnessing. Being a member of a family can be challenging. That being well known by our family members may be a hindrance to our witness, and they may feel that being well known to us is a barrier. But in reality, being well known by somebody gives you many opportunities, many points of contact, many ways of sharing with them how Christ's love has impacted your life and how Christ's forgiveness is such an integral part of who you are as a person now, that His forgiveness, His love, His grace has covered over all of your faults, all of your failings. His forgiveness has taken away all of your sins, and that you don't have to live with the shame and the guilt of past mistakes, and that they too have that opportunity, that being well known isn't something you're going to use to judge them, but something you can use to very pointedly bring the good news of God's love and grace and forgiveness in Jesus Christ into their lives. And of course, you want to be very careful of what you bring up and how you bring it up. But you know what they know. As you speak about forgiveness, as you speak about God's grace, you can speak about it in ways that are direct without being offensive, without being overly pointed and calling them out, but instead speaking God's word to their lives and their situations. So being well known to each other can be a very powerful aspect of your witness. Rather than talking about the Bible generically, about talking about Jesus' love and grace and compassion in general ways, you can bring it to more specific ways, ways that the person can relate to, ways that you understand this person wanting to hear, needs to hear, and you can bring that like nobody else because your family members are well known to you. And of course, we have an ongoing relationship with our family members, and we may feel, well, that really going to make it hard to witness to them, that they're going to be in our lives, and if we blow this, or if we say something offensive, or if we create all sorts of conflict, that it's just going to linger, and that just doesn't seem to be worth risking a relationship with this person to witness to them. But remember that God has put us in this context. God has brought you to this family, made you a part of this family, has connected you to these people with the specific intent that you would be a witness to them. We can't count on somebody else being a witness when it's God who's put us in these circumstances with these people to be his witnesses. Going back to our discussion from an earlier Witness Wednesday segment about being a witness in the context of our everyday lives, remember that our vocations are really made up of four realms, and student worker being one of them, being a church member another, being a neighbor, a member of a community, but that fourth realm is family member. And God intends for us to be a witness in that context of our lives as well. So witnessing to family members isn't something that's optional, but something that God has called us to do. It can be difficult, but it can also be wonderfully uplifting, can be very encouraging, can be very joyful. So how do we go about witnessing to our family members? How do we go about witnessing these people that we know well, that we're going to have to continue to live with, and we're very emotional about? You know, our emotions are stirred up, our desire is there to share the gospel, but we just may wonder, how can we do that, especially if we've tried in the past and it hasn't gone very well? Well, once again, we can go back to a previous segment, a topic of Witness Wednesday, where we talked about effective witnessing using the model called LASSE. Now, you may recall that the LASSE is an acronym, and it stands for Listen, Ask, Seek, Share, Invite, Encourage. Like any other person to whom we're witnessing, the starting point of effective witnessing with our family members is in listening. Now, that may seem strange because we do know these people well, but by listening, we may learn some things that we overlook in the past, or we may hear some things that challenge our presuppositions. Remember, everybody changes. Everybody grows. Nobody's really static in life. And so we may be thinking of a person from a point in time in their lives that really doesn't exist anymore, that they've grown or changed in some way. And if we start listening to them, we may find that we're hearing things that we didn't suspect. We may be surprised by where they are in their life at this point. They may have heard the gospel from us in the past and wanted nothing to do with it. They may have said in the past they don't ever want to talk about religion or matters of faith with us again. But as we listen, we may hear them telling us something different now. Effective witnessing to our family members, like effective witnessing in other realms of our vocations and every parts of our everyday life, starts with listening. And then ask. Ask those questions that keep or open a dialogue about the faith. Ask those questions that show that you're really interested in it in your family member as a person, not as a conquest. Ask. What's on their mind? What's on their hearts? Ask them where their thinking is and seek. Look for that opportunity as you listen and ask. Look for that opportunity where you can share the gospel. Seek that point of connection. Seek that opening. And then the share part, again, is speak the gospel. Speak God's word to these people in a way that's winsome and effective, not judgmental, but in a way that speaks to their particular life circumstances or the questions that they have. Your family members are like anybody else who don't know Jesus. They're empty. They're spiritually empty, and they need to hear about the one thing that can fill them up. So share that. Share Jesus with them. And then invite. Maybe you've invited your family members before to a small group or a Bible study or the pastor's class or worship services. Maybe they've been there, done that, and you're just assuming that they won't accept an invitation, but you don't know unless you invite. So invite them to continue this conversation with you or others. invite them to engage in word and sacrament ministry. Extend that invitation. Don't presuppose that they're going to turn it down, and then encourage. Follow up and follow through. So effective witnessing with our family members uses that same methodology of LASSEE, of listen, ask, seek, share, invite, encourage. It can be difficult. It can be challenging. But remember, you're Christ's witness. It's the Holy Spirit who's going to work through your witness, and only the Holy Spirit who can work through that witness to change the heart of your family member. So you're the instrument that God is using to bring the word to your family members, to be a witness of Jesus, and to invite them and encourage them to join in word and sacrament ministry, for the Spirit, by the means of grace, works faith when and where He wills. He's put you in a family so your family members can hear of Jesus from you. May you be blessed, and may your family members be blessed by your willingness to do the difficult job of being a witness to your family members. Amen.